All right, good morning. I'm Krishna Porel from Louisiana State University. This work is in collaboration with my former graduate student, Mahesh Pandit, and my another colleague, Ashok Misra, and Dayton Lambert from Tennessee, and Jeannie Reeves. I'm not seeing her here. I think we have six or seven universities, collaborating, collecting data for this analysis. So this particular survey that we conducted was in February last year. The data was available sometime in September, Roland, right? So the findings that I'm going to share with you is based on that survey. And so the outline that I'm going to present today, like the presentation outline, is first I'm going to talk a little bit about different precision agriculture component technologies, or what we also call information gathering technologies, and the objectives, survey method, which is going to be covered a little bit more in detail after my presentation, a colleague from Tennessee, and econometrics method that's used here, and some results and conclusions. So we've been hearing about precision farming technology. Many definitions are available, but for me, precision agriculture technologies really applying right amount of inputs, right time, and right place. And that has, of course, like our three presenters mentioned earlier, environmental benefits as well as profitability, angles. Okay. So there are many component technologies available. These are information, gathering technologies, and they have different purposes, as you know. And some, if you look at these technologies, you find that, some of these technologies are complementary and some are substitutes also. So who are adopting these technologies, in combination with other technologies, and who are not adopting these technologies, would be of interest. So if you look at these component technologies or information gathering technologies, what you see is farmers generally tend to bundle up these technologies. And so how do they bundle up is what, first we identify, and then we describe what are the factors that, explain the adoption and non-adoption of these technologies. So what we do here is we look at 13 different technologies. Yield monitor with GPS, georeference, soil sampling, both grid and zone, and then aerial photos. Of course, if you look at aerial photos and satellite images, could be substitutes. Soil survey maps, handheld GPS, cotton plant mapping, electrical conductivity, digitized mapping, automatic section control or auto swath for planters, automatic section control and auto swath for sprayers, and GPS guidance. So we saw those 13 different technologies. What we can do is, in the past, I and some of colleagues in this group, we've been looking at who adopt and who does not adopt these technologies. But what about these, individual component technologies? So we wanted to find out, the adoption pattern or non-adoption pattern. And of course, if you look at these technologies, what you find is the reason to adopt these technologies would be profitability, environmental concern, and then, some people just want to be on the top of technology frontier. Okay, so there is technology available, I can afford, in a way, kind of demonstration effect, that I'm going to adopt this. So those are the reasons for adopting the technologies, you know, like individual or all of these 13. And then, like, you know, why they don't adopt is, you know, of course, like, you know, if you look at these technologies, you know, there is technical know-how that you need to know, as well as, you know, plenty of data. Way too much data, you know, cost factor is there, you know, the benefit is also uncertain. So there are, you know, like various reasons why farmers do not adopt those technologies. So we want to, like, you know, just bundle those, and then we say, like, okay, they are adopting or not adopting, and then, like, you know, bundling of different technologies is what we're looking at. And then, you know, from economics perspective, I'm explaining, like, you know, what are the variables that affect these technologies, you know, getting adopted or not adopted. So the survey was 6 universities. We collaborate on this one. The primary responsibilities of colleagues from Tennessee. Roland is here. Margarita, and I see, like, you know, so they are the one who conduct this survey. And then we, you know, like, we have 14 states that we send this survey to, or we sent it last year, 13,838 cotton producers, usable numbers 13,566, and the method is Dillman's method. So pre-notice survey mailing, this is, you know, fairly standard if you are familiar with survey method, and, you know, like, of course, economists are familiar with it. The response rate overall is 13.76, you know, like, for a producer survey, it's not bad, you know, but somebody can, I do, you know, contingent value surveys also. And some people may say, well, you know, if you don't have more than 40% response rate, then it's not good. But, you know, like with the producers, you don't get very high response rate. So this is good enough. And we can, like, you know, test the validity of survey using different methods, you know. That talk is probably more relevant for economics, you know, primarily economics audience than, you know, more applied audience here. Okay, so what we do is, like, you know, this tetrachoric correlation. First, you know, to identify how these different technologies are related, it's basically, you know, like correlation, calculating correlation with the dichotomous variables. Like, so we have adoption and non-adoption of each technology, and we look at, like, you know, how these things are correlated, and so we use. For, you know, like, for this purpose here, there are, like, you know, if you look at the bundling literature, there are a lot of different methods available. You know, like, more economics talk of this paper, I'm going to give it in Dallas, in Southern Agicon Association, Economics Association. So some of, you know, like, our colleagues here would be there as well. So, you know, you'll see more economics version of it. So anyway, like, you know, you have, like, dichotomous variables, and we're just looking at the correlation among different dichotomous variables. And then once we identify these bundles of technologies, then we use a multivariate probability model where, like, you know, adoption 1-0, 1-0, so you have multiple technologies. So if you look at here, you know, like, you don't need to really look at these things, but One thing we did is look at this tetrachoric correlation coefficients and said, all right, you know, these values are, and again, like, you know, this could be, you know, it's not like, you know, what value do you choose. We chose 0.6 or higher. So if you look at it here, technology K, which in my case is automatic section control, is correlated with yield monitor with GPS. So you have, you know, like 0.74. And so what I did is here technology A with technology K, L, and M. So they form one bundle, okay? And then, like, you know, similarly, if you look at here, if you go to technology anywhere like, you know, 0.6 or higher, so look at right there, okay? So technology I and technology C. So we've, you know, like, that's how we identify the bundles. And so here are my, you know, like, different bundles. So in bundle one, I have yield monitor with GPS, auto swath for planters, auto swath for sprayers, and GPS auto guidance. So, you know, like, as someone who does this kind of thing in field, you know, like, you may say, like, well, you know, these do not go really well with each other, but this is what the data is showing. So, you know, like, help me out. If they don't really fit, then, like, you know, maybe the correlation that we are choosing could be, you know, like, upped, and then, like, you know, the values, the combination could be coming out properly. Okay, so then, like, you know, next thing is bundle two, aerial photos, satellite images, and soil maps all together, and bundle three is zone soil sampling and electrical conductivity. There are, so that leaves, like, you know, one, two, three, we have four, three, seven, two, nine, and then, like, there are four different other technologies that's, you know, like, being adopted in, you know, like, in singleton, like, you know, one at a time. So now, as far as, like, you know, technology adoption literature is concerned, why farmers adopt technology? Of course, like, you know, if you don't have, like, you know, that, again, like, you know, I mentioned earlier, that, you know, like, profitability, your, like, you know, environmental attitude, of course, want to be in cost, you know, like, technology frontier, all those are the reasons. But, you know, like, economists give a cumulative term for that one, that's utility maximization. So whenever you have, like, you know, higher utility from adopting versus if you don't adopt, then, you know, like, if you get higher utility, you adopt. So how can you explain that one with explanatory variables? You know, these variables, if you look at technology adoption literature, there are, you know, like, many, many variables that, you know, people provide which affect the technology adoption. Of course, we're limited by what we collected and what we have. So these are the variables, but these are consistent with technology adoption literature. So age, experience, computer use for farm management, number of information source used, okay, profitability, we have income, percentage of taxable income from farming, farm size, environment, okay, and this is more perceptive variable, notice environmental quality improvement, and geographical regions. So we, in this particular analysis, we use Texas as the base, and then we have other different areas. So in terms of summary statistics, here are these, you know, different variables. Of course, for each bundle, we have different number of observations, and this is, like, you know, in aggregate, these are the usable information that we have from that survey. But if you look at, you know, these four regions, Delta, Corn Belt, Appalachia, and Southeast, and of course, like, you know, Texas is our best, so we're comparing the results, you know, like, on Texas, on the geographical regions. So, again, like, you know, I don't want to show, you know, like, a lot of these tables with marginal effects and all that, you know, like, that's more for economics audience. So for here, what are the variables that really are important in determining whether farmers adopt a particular technology or not? And this is for bundle one. And what we have found out is size matters. Okay, so farm size matters, whether they are using computer for farming decision or not. And then what percentage of income that they get from farming, that determines whether, you know, like, that has higher the income coming from the farming, the higher the likelihood that they adopt the technology. And being in Delta region, the chance of, you know, adopting this yield monitor with GPS is higher. So again, like, you know, remember, like, you know, I have within bundle, I have four different technologies, okay? So in technology K, which in my case is auto SWAT for planters, computer use profitable, that they have perception that, you know, the technology is profitable, increases the adoption of the technology. Environmental attitude, like, you know, they think, like, you know, it's going to have environmental benefit. And apalachia, reason being apalachia, that would increase the auto SWAT for planters, and that's our you know, Tennessee colleagues. You know, like, I don't know, like, what do they feel about that one, but that's what we found out. Okay, and then for technology L, which is auto SWAT for sprayers, the interesting thing to me is, like, you know, is and like, you know, this is very consistent with technology adoption literature, that, you know, older the farmer is, the less likely that he's going to adopt these technologies. And so is the only negative that we found, size, computer profitable, and apalachia has, again, like, positive effect. And if you look at the technology M, which in my case is GPS auto guidance, is again negative, education positive, size, computer use, all these variables are positive, except these two regional dummies, which are compared against Texas, and they come out to be negative, which means if you're in Appalachia or in Southeast, technology M, which is GPS auto guidance, is negative, whereas in case of auto SWAT, it's positive, okay? All right, so in case of, in case of bundle two, again, like, you know, technology D, information, computer, environment, and being in the Delta, increases the chance of adapting. Technology E, which is satellite image, information source, like, you know, how many information sources that you use. Delta region being the, you know, like, it's a positive impact. So in the interest of time, I go to conclusions. What we found out is that it is important to look at technology in bundle. Okay, so rather than, like, looking at them in individual basis, look at them in bundle, find out, like, you know, which one are complementary, and then then find out, like, you know, what variables should be emphasized, you know, in terms of extension or, like, you know, other policy reasons. And then variables commonly known to affect technology adoption are education, information, size, and computer use. And the only thing we found negative in this case is age, and some of the technology are less likely to get adopted in Southeast and Appalachia compared to Texas. So, you know, like, for, again, like, you know, economics colleagues, there are a lot of other issues that we can look at here. And, like, you know, that's different audience. But here, like, you know, I think what we want to evaluate, that's probably, you know, sufficient.